Up. This is Geek Love Radio for December 13th, 2004. I'll switch songs. Yeah, we'll hit that one later. I always forget we have the... Anyhow, we have a full studio tonight. Full couch, anyway.
Yeah, that's no joke.
Full couch. And tonight with us, we have the lovely people from the Des Moines Register that have... for doing an article on us, so they are here in the studio with us. And as always, we have Shannon and Allison.
What's up?
Hello.
And our co-host, Allison.
Hey there.
And I'm just going to get things sound level checked so you guys can talk.
So everything sounds good? All right. Well, I'll start out by saying that we did move our website to a new server this week. To improve our uptime, we're having some problems with that, especially on the network here. The network has been going down a lot today, so hopefully we'll be able to broadcast the show nonstop. But we are now hosted by binrev.com, so a big thank you goes out to Stink Dog for hosting us.
Yes, thank you, Stink Dog. And, alright, we're good on sound, so I'm not gonna worry about it anymore. And we got a jam-packed show tonight, again, as always. And for those of you who want to get a hold of us, our AIM name is Geek Love Radio, and we are online right now. So message us with questions or comments or concerns or anything else you just want to say to us. So with that, let's start the show. Alright, the first email we got was from a guy in Australia. He says, "How's it going? As an Australian from Sydney, I personally don't..." Oh, this is in regards to last week. We talked about Vegemite, and...
I'm not exactly sure why we talked about Vegemite.
I don't remember why either.
But obviously, it affected this guy in Australia, so...
Yes. So, he says, "As an Australian from Sydney, I personally don't eat Vegemite. I agree it tastes like crap, but in correction to your previous episode, on December 6th, Vegemite is created from the byproduct of beer. Too bad you can't get drunk from it. Anyway, now on to my question. I am recently out of high school, and I'm in the mindset that every girl I have my eye on, I think that they are older than me. Do you have any ideas to counter this mindset?" Okay. So to translate it, kind of, he basically likes older girls, and he wants to... I guess he wants to date girls his age, but he's attracted to the older... cross-section of the females, I guess.
I think, like, the first step is maybe putting yourself in situations where you're going to meet people your own age. I know he realized he's, like, out of high school, but I'm sure he still has friends who are in high school. So put yourself in that situation. Go to high school events, etc. And then if he's, like, graduated, then, I don't know, how do you meet people if you just graduated from high school and you're not in college yet?
Community college events or something.
I don't know.
Just find different things around your area, like concerts maybe. Like if you have a dance club or something, go to the dance club and pick up on some women. Honestly, I don't think it really matters. Like, I know you might not like the idea that, you know, you like these older women or whatever, but it really doesn't matter. So.
Well, maybe that's the point. Maybe you should just go with your gut. If this is who you like, then.
Exactly.
Unless you've had some bad situations with the older women.
Don't push it away, embrace it.
Unless by older women you mean like 40.
I was going to ask how much older.
Then we might like want to reconsider or something. But I'd just go with it, man. I mean, you have nothing to lose. You can always, hit on any girl you really wanted to. I mean, sure, some girl might be hot. Don't go after like the 12-year-old girls as 14-year-old girls, because obviously that's not cool. But, I mean, there's no real age, I guess, that you have to really consider in dating, especially at your age right now. I mean, you have a nice leeway there.
Well, this is the second part of his question. Wait, is this the same
no,
guy?
No, this is not.
Oh,
this is a different question.
Yeah. Well, he's kind of on the same subject. He goes, "Hey, I was wondering, what are your thoughts on dating a mom?" I'll explain. There's this girl that I've talked to, but she has a 3-year-old, and she's 22. What are your thoughts about this?
Yes. I was talking to Adam about this earlier, and I don't know. Like, I've never really considered dating like a teenage mother or like a mother with a kid or anything. Like, even if they're our age, like, I've never really thought about it much. But like, there'd have to be like some definite rules and exceptions. And Adam,
sorry, I was speaking with Smokehouse.
Oh. Get in the game, dude.
It was Smokehouse. I thought it might have been something important that we need to.
Okay,
go ahead. If you were in that situation, that obviously it would be important to include the daughter or son of the girl in what you would do, because it wouldn't just be her. I mean, I think you'd be doing things with two of them, and I mean, if you were looking at a future with them, obviously you'd have to get along with both of them.
And that's where, like, the problem could come up, you know? Like, what if this person isn't ready to be responsible, like, with the kid? Like, if you jump in a relationship like that, it could automatically turn into, okay, I'm the dad figure, you know?
Obviously, there's a maturity level, though. I mean, if
exactly.
They have a kid already, mm-hmm. Their maturity level isn't going to be, like, down to, hey, I'm going to go party every night. Because
yeah.
They have, like, priorities already set.
And plus, like, they might come second, and they might have to be able to deal with that, you know? The kid's going to come first.
Or are you ready to be a dad? Like, if you're, you know, a guy dating a girl that has a kid, like, are you going to be the dad figure for the kid for a while?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, can you separate yourself later if you, like, you had to? You know? You might grow fond of the kid. I don't know. Adam, what are your thoughts on dating women that have
One
kids?
Moment. Let me put the laptop down because we're getting lots of feedback right now. So.
Okay.
Kind of ruins my concentration. Just move on. We'll get back in the game now.
Okay.
I just had to make sure everything was going well. And alright.
Oh, okay. So women, girls that have kids, would you date one?
Would I date one?
Yes.
They'd really have to have their life together. If they were struggling with having their kid, that would be a problem. Because I don't want to date half a person, you know? They kind of have to have their everything together in their life, so you're not kind of filling in the void for them. And I think it's more likely that they'd have that void in their life, especially if they had a kid. I mean, they'd probably have to have a good job and be able to support themselves and their child.
Do you think every woman with a child at that age is looking for like somebody serious, someone who can be the kid's dad?
I don't think so. Like, I don't know. I've personally not had this situation before, ever, so I really can't speak about it. But, like, from experiences of, like, people that I know...
I mean, she's 22, she has a 3-year-old, so she might not be very well off right now, but she
mm-hmm.
has...
Maybe living with the parents?
Generous parents.
I don't know. It's always... I don't know. I think this one can go with the "so you got her pregnant" segment that we're going
to
do.
Some people just need to focus more on their life.
Now what?
I think it goes along with the priorities, focusing more on yourself and your own life than worrying about dating. Because she might need to make sure everything is okay in her life first.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, she might have some sort of pressure that she has to find some guy that'll be her baby daddy.
I like what you said earlier. Like, when we were talking about this, you're like, I don't know, it'd have to be, like, my dream girl. And she'd have to be, like, super hot.
Yeah, that's my shallow behind-the-scenes comment.
I just thought I'd bring that up.
Thank you, Richard.
Yeah, no problem. Anytime. But, yeah. I don't know. It just, like, play it out. Obviously, like, you have... the big decision to make to know if you're gonna end up like being more like later on, because obviously if she has a kid already, she's gonna that's really cool.
What if she treats you like a kid, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because I know people like that, like the girlfriend relationship like treats the the guy like a kid, you know, like.
Maybe we should have a mother.
Yeah, you don't want to go over there and have her be like, so do you want to watch a movie with me?
Yeah.
You're going to give me a kiss.
It's kind of a tough call.
That just, yeah.
I think if I was a guy person, I'd be like, I'll pass.
I'd pass. It'd have to be extreme circumstances. Like my co-part has said. So, anyhow, let's move on.
I think if she was older,
okay,
it might let's not be on. Different then.
That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. Moving on to the next email. Adam, do you want to read the next email? He's like
it's a quick
really.
Question. Okay, quick question. Casual sex with friends. Can you pull it off, or it will destroy your friendship?
Alright, I was looking through our emails, and like, for some reason, I think we passed this one up.
Yeah, we did, I think.
And so I thought we'd cover it before break, just in case people go back home and see their casual friends and have some casual sex.
Well, I really have no experience with this, seeing as how I don't have casual sex with my friends. I really only...
Well, first and foremost, do you believe there's such a thing as casual sex? Like... I feel on some levels there's always going to be a string attached.
Yeah, well, obviously there's going to be a string attached somewhere.
You know because, I mean, like, you know, that person maybe you're having casual sex with your other friend?
What? What?
One casual sex friend. What?
Exactly. I mean, that you might be something that you say to make it, to justify it to yourself, but...
Some people call this the friends with benefits.
Yeah. I hate that term.
And, I don't know, like, it's very iffy. You can't say either way, you know? If you can make it work with somebody and you're fine with having casual sex with somebody that's your friend and you can, I don't know, it kind of boggles the mind, doesn't it?
I think that's BS. I don't think you should do that. Like, it's kind of raunchy, and two, it's like a friend. Like, you can be good friends and not be on that level. Like, and then it kind of like prohibits yourself from like other people, I think, too.
If you can have
okay,
sex,
so the minute you meet somebody, you're gonna like cut yourself off from having casual sex with that friend, like.
Okay, but if you can have sex with them, then what's stopping you from dating?
Exactly. So that's why I think it's bogus.
That's
unless it's only.
That's kind of a gray area there. Like, if you could make it work, it would. But see, when you went on to another relationship, what would happen?
Yeah, you'd be screwed.
I mean,
I think it would just be awkward. Really awkward.
You could replace with a sentence. You could replace casual sex with sleeping around.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing.
It is the same.
See how much different it sounds.
He asked, "Will it destroy your friendship?" Obviously, if you have a friendship that you're having casual sex with already, and you're cool with it, it's not going to destroy anything extra. And if they're willing to have casual sex, obviously there might be something more. So, I don't know. I wouldn't really worry about. You know, if it's going to destroy your friendship, I'd maybe think about moving it on instead of just having casual sex or whatever.
Yeah.
Moving on to a relationship. Hey, you know, you're already halfway there.
Unless that person's going to go psycho and be like, you're dating somebody else now? What? No.
That's weird. Maybe that's why we skipped over it. We're just like, huh, no thoughts on this one. Let's skip over this email. All right, let's go on to the next topic of choice.
Christmas presents ideas.
Yes, I figured since we're getting close to Christmas and people are like scrounging up money to buy Christmas presents and stuff like that, that it would be good to talk about this. So, Adam, you can take this one on.
Well, yes. You will need to give my examples of what I...
Well,
because you already want me to read,
do you
want to
read this really quick? I can read it since I wrote it.
All right, go ahead.
All right. It's that time of year when we're walking aimlessly around stores looking for that perfect present. There's some things to keep in mind and tips that I think that can help you when looking for that perfect present for your significant other. First off, gauge the relationship. How long have you been dating and how deep are you in the relationship? And, we can go into these. I guess, like, spending time with your significant other or set spending limits and stuff like that. Before we, like, go into that, Adam, do you want to share a story?
A story?
Well, what were you going to talk about?
Well, I was just going to mention things that I do instead of...
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Instead of shopping for gifts, I like to make things. Which,
yeah,
I mean, they're doing
definitely.
Too. Like, I've made lots of drawings for people. I'm not talking just fucking charcoal drawings that look nice and take a lot of time to do. based on maybe a picture that they gave me. I find that people are a lot more impressed when you take the time to actually make them a gift instead of just going...
I'd agree with that.
Going to the store, paying $50, walking out, wrapping it up, and forgetting about it, because...
I generally make all my gifts handmade.
So I think buying something for someone from a store is a shallow gift to me.
Yeah, well,
unless it's something that they really want, I mean, you know, you're making them happy.
If they need something from a store,
yeah.
Like, you know.
That's
why you should do this, set the spending limit. Like, I mean, especially if we're both in college, it's just not necessary to go out and, like, spend a bunch of money. Like,
true.
And I think, like, the little gifts are, like, the best gifts. You know, like, the thoughtful gifts. Not the $200 watch, you know. That's how I have a friend relationship. They're like, oh, it's watch year, sweetie. Let's go buy our fossils together. And I'm just like, no, unnecessary. You know, does that make your relationship stronger now that you blew $50, $200 on a gift? And then when you break up, you're like, damn it, I spent my whole savings on that chick. Crap. You know?
I don't know, that's a good point. If it's early in the relationship, probably not a good idea to go spend a lot of money. Because you never know where it can go.
Do you ever get stuck in that situation where they got you this really nice elaborate gift, and they're like, you're like, oh, here's your card. Like, you know what I mean? You better, like, weigh your relationship there.
That's what the spending limit means.
Or if you get down something, like, really big, and you're, like, expecting the same thing, that could be really disappointing.
Yes. Yeah. If you've been dating a while, or know what she likes or dislikes, then get her something like that she's into, like, sort of like that. Like Adam was saying, he likes art stuff, so maybe like a good present for him would be art supplies.
Exactly.
Ooh.
Yeah, and like just pick up like subtle hints, you know, when you're just hanging out, you're watching TV, like, ooh, I really want that movie, like buy him that movie, like stuff like that.
Like I put something homemade. Okay, we have the blanket experts in the house.
Blanket experts.
Yes, one Christmas present of the year that I've seen so far, homemade Christmas present, is a blanket.
The fleece blankets.
Fleece blankets.
They're easy to make, very easy to make. And they're homemade, so they know that you made them yourself for them. So you thought about it and didn't just go buy something.
I want you to explain for our audience how to make one of these fleece homemade blankets.
Okay.
Yes.
Generally, I get about 2 yards of fleece in 2 different colors, maybe a color and a pattern. You lay them on top of each other and just cut squares out of the corners. And then you just cut strips that are about an inch wide and maybe 3-4 inches long. And you just tie them. You tie them just in a knot like you would tie your shoe.
So you just tie the 2 blankets together.
Yep. And you do it all the way around. And then you have a blanket. And it's very warm. And it's homemade.
Like Betty Homemaker afterwards.
Yeah, just don't lay them out on the floor and then try to cut them, because your back and your knees are really gonna hurt.
Thank you. Have you experienced?
I've definitely experienced that.
Yes. I just think that's an awesome idea because especially like in Iowa, it's freaking cold out.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's about 0 degrees out right now outside. So yes, a fleece blanket really sounds nice. Throwing papers away. Like other gift ideas. Like if you don't want to, I put like poems. Like you can write somebody a poem. Like especially like if you're early in the relationship.
But remember what I said about poems in a previous episode? If you're going to do a poem, make sure you write it yourself. Do not Google for a poem and then give it to someone. Because I've already told everyone, if you ever receive a poem, to Google
that?
For it, and you'll find out that the person that you thought was so sweet isn't creative whatsoever.
Yeah. Ooh, this is such a nice poem.
And you get caught in the act. I definitely caught a few people in the act doing that, and you're like, gosh, where have I heard that before? Oh, yeah.
My last boyfriend gave this to me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, like, no, shit.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
We have similar creative ideas, I guess.
Something that I did for my roommates this year, I just went to Walmart and got stockings, and I used puppy paints and buttons and stuff, and I glued
them on
and painted it.
Puppy paint.
And
puppy paint.
Yay. And then I just filled them up with, like, I think I put a pencil and some candy and stuff in it. And the other thing I did was made chocolate-covered pretzels for
this chick?
So that's fun, too.
I want chocolate.
It's easy.
I want chocolate-covered pretzels, too.
those were just ideas. They're good. It's easy.
Shannon, I mean, you are like, you have chocolate-covered pretzels for Christmas, man.
He's the luckiest guy here right now. I do help make them, though. I mean, come on.
You're the mom with the kids, man. Get a girl who's going to make you chocolate-covered pretzels and a blanket.
No kidding. Let's see.
I have something I'd like to mention, though.
Yes.
Something that's not in the notes. But I have friends that have had something like this similar happen to them when they go shopping. Say they go to a store, maybe like Victoria's Secret or...
Which is a good place.
Any clothing store, and there's, you know, not to be sexist, I mean. Say, like, a female employee comes and they start to flirt with them and get them to buy something.
Oh, they're probably so
way over their spending limit. This reminds me of a...
Guys.
Movie National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, where he's sitting at that little, like, thing with that woman. And
you know what? Seriously, do not buy lingerie for your girlfriend.
No.
It's a no-no. Just don't do it.
Yeah, because you get stuck in the store.
I bought you a beautiful leather thong.
It's probably going to make the girl self-conscious, like, okay, maybe I'm not.
Especially if, like,
you right now. You're
you mess up and she's
fit in there.
unwrapping it in front of her family. No, oh, it's a thong.
It's a thong.
Don't worry about me. Another don't is don't get anything that you could use too. Like,
yeah.
It might work
we
out.
Forgot to add
like,
that.
She's thinking, like, you know, like, don't get her power tool.
Yeah, the example we gave was in The Simpsons where Homer gave Marge a bowling ball. For
she knows that you really like.
The ball said Homer on it.
Honey, I bought you a bowling ball.
Okay,
awesome.
Yeah, nothing like that. Nothing too... Okay, I know we don't want to spend a lot of money, but don't get anything cheap. Like... Cheaply made. Like, there's
a difference. A $20-$30 spending limit, I think, on if you're, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can get something cheap if it's cute.
If it goes, means
if it goes along. Like, for example, like, one gift that I got for someone once was a candy necklace, just so I could eat it off.
That's a good idea.
But it was in conjunction with other gifts, so.
That's the cheapest gift I've ever heard of, so.
I also gave one of those
ring
pops.
But it wasn't just that one thing I gave it.
Can I lick this off you? I mean.
We're engaged now.
I gave you a ring pop.
Will you marry me? It's cherry.
Crazy, dude. I can't believe you did that.
It's not that bad, is it?
No, but I can't believe I didn't think of it.
Okay, I'm running on a tangent right now.
Yes, go.
Like, besides gifts, you could. Take her somewhere, like, go somewhere and do something, you know?
Okay, I was going to
put Cyrite together.
Yeah. I was going to put long walks in the snow, but,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or just, like, days, like, set a day, and you're going to spend the day together and doing stuff.
A spa, mm-hmm. Ooh.
Ooh.
And give her a day you're going to do something and don't do it.
Tension in the room. Seeing the boyfriend.
Uh-oh. No, I think hey, we'll save the spa thing for later because I got some dating tips, and that would be good. So, all right, any more Christmas presents that people can?
If you're when you guys were talking earlier about being early in the relationship, you could it'd be another kind of homemade thing. But you could always make like a picture frame out of popsicle sticks or something where you make it yourself and decorate it, or you could make like a collage of pictures of the two of you or something.
It helps to be creative.
Oh, another don't. Do not buy a gift certificate.
No.
No.
Here's a gift certificate to like...
Best Buy, $10. Thanks. Thanks, sweetie. It's awesome.
You bought me half a CD.
That means...
Good job.
Yeah, make sure you're going to like cover at least. Cover the expenses.
Well,
I didn't know what CD you wanted.
I know someone who's gotten like... they got a $500 gift certificate to Abercrombie & Fitch, and they're really happy about it. Like... That was
holy
a good,
shit,
good awesome gift to them.
Where's that hey, person?
That's
that
another one of the $500. Are you buying
I guess
your love?
Well, I don't know. It's just...
That's huge.
Yeah, I mean, I think
I guess if you're a shopaholic...
The amount of money the gift certificate is might make it a better present.
Yeah,
if,
that's true.
If there was a time...
I don't like a gift certificate.
For $500, don't tell me you wouldn't
I'd feel
like
bad if somebody
bucks.
Spent $500 on my Christmas gift. I'd be like, oh my god, take it back.
But you'd be like, oh, honey, you shouldn't have. And you'd be like,
hey, I'm not a cheerleader.
As it wanders its way into her pocket.
You're like, oh, honey.
I can't take this.
Thank you very much.
Right now, Buster's listening. He's going to buy your sister a $500.
Yeah, he's going to.
Buster, you Buster. The show. I have something else to add is that if you're going to buy a gift for, or make a gift for your girlfriend, don't forget your mommy because.
Oh, yeah.
Your mommy should be is an important girl too.
Oh. Aww. Get gifts for your
shout
mom.
Out to my mommy.
Okay, mama's boy.
Remember my good presents, mom.
Yes, thank you, mom. Yeah. Well, obviously you're gonna give your family presents, dude. Maybe.
I'm cheap with my family. I give my brother like CDs with music on it.
You can make him a blanket.
Blanket.
Mom, yes. This is my present. Look it, I'm in the register.
Frame a picture of yourself. This is my Christmas gift.
That'd be awesome.
But yes. Don't forget about your mommy.
Yes.
Don't even forget if that does make mommy. Me a mommy's boy.
You are a mama's boy. That's okay. Me too.
Well, they always say that, like, your future relationships, like, will reflect a lot with your relationship you have with your mother.
That kind of creeped me out a little bit.
What, future relationship
that,
with...
That little piece of advice.
What, with the mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you have a good relationship with your mom, you're more likely to have a good relationship with a girlfriend.
Because I know guys that, like...
If you have a good relationship, I thought you meant, like...
No, not
no,
like if you have a
no.
relationship.
I mean, like, if you treat your mom with respect, then...
Yeah, definitely.
Baby you.
Yeah. Like, I don't like don't belittle your mother or your parents or don't treat them without give them respect. Like on my birthday I tell my mom
you're just racking up the brownie points. Is your mom listening?
Yeah, she's probably listening. Hey, she's
my
like,
parents don't have internet access.
You just want money,
but
don't
on
you?
My birthday I thank my mom for having me. Just
you should. She went favorite. Through pain
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, right. He just called him earlier. He's like, Mom, Dad, I want money.
I think he transfer like $500 to my account. He's I don't like, go buy my girlfriend Abercrombie gift certificate for $500.
He said I wouldn't do that. Like, I want money, so.
I wouldn't buy
I need money, too.
I think I
Mom, if you're listening, else. I need money. Thanks.
Anybody, if you're listening, I need money.
We need to set up a PayPal donation thing.
Yeah, we
page.
Need to set up some PayPal donation.
Be like, Allison needs money.
Allison needs money.
If you offer them some sort of incentive, I'm sure they'll give you money. Like bikini pictures coming next week if I get $100. You would make money, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm serious.
The number of people listening to the show, yeah, they would. If they could donate $1 to the cause,
we'd have a lot.
That would
money.
Add up. Okay. Yeah. Just have to offer them an incentive.
Maybe we'll set up PayPal after Christmas. Like, in January when we come back, we'll set up a PayPal.
Yeah.
Just to get donations. We don't want to sell out or anything, but it costs money sometimes to do things.
Well, it's not selling out. It'd be selling out if we threw, like, Pepsi logo on our page or something.
Pepsi. Okay, let's move on, because we got to move on. Advantages of working out. Adam and I were talking to one of our roommates, Eric.
Yeah.
Eric. We don't know who he is. He's one of our roommates. And
he was on the third show or fourth show?
Yeah, something like that. We were talking about working out, because he doesn't work out very much, and he's not in bad shape. He's in no shape at all.
Yeah. And we were telling him he needs to gain some weight, and he's like, why would I want to gain weight? He didn't understand, like, the whole gaining weight from muscle concept.
We found out he weighs, like, 125 pounds.
And the scale here, we found out, I'm guessing the scale is at least 12 pounds off, so...
So he could
be, like, lanky, or...
Oh, well, he's kind of small.
I was joking today, saying that he has a parasite. He's
a worm. Oh, no, mean, dude. We're gonna get hate mail again from, like, all the female listeners.
I was joking.
Well, some of the stuff he eats, though, I mean... It's definitely suspect.
Eats rice, Easy Mac...
Any leftovers
Totino's.
Sitting on the counter for over a week?
He's our kind of our
garbage
backup.
You're garbage.
Yeah, our backup.
Yeah, those. What were they? Cinnamon rolls?
Oh yeah. Oh man. the 15-day-old cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, he ate them.
Yeah.
I'm like, cinnamon rolls aren't supposed to be crunchy, but.
Hey, just put them in the microwave and put them in some milk. Remember?
Yeah. He like threw water and milk on them.
Yeah, it was water.
He's like, they might soften.
No,
up.
I told him to cover it with like a damp, like paper towel. And I think they soften up a little bit.
Can't rejuvenate a 15-day-old cinnamon roll.
But he ate it though. Anyhow,
they look too appealing for him to throw away.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
But he doesn't like to even waste water.
Yeah.
He won't waste water either.
Yes. Alright, anyhow, let's continue on with the subject.
Scrawny guy.
So, we are talking about
workout, Eric.
Just listen to the show.
Later. Our cameraman's leaving.
Our cameraman has left the room.
We're all alone again.
Go to Des Moines Register. I feel like they grilled me on social media.
Yeah, they didn't talk much. Anyhow.
They're professionals.
Yeah, they're professionals. Anyhow, advantages of working out. We were talking with Eric, and we're like, dude, you need to go work out with us. We're giving him advantages, and I'm like, hey, why not look it up and see what actual advantages are? Because we were kind of just BSing with him. But what do you know? We were kind of right about everything. And, like, some advantages, and, like, we're always talking about self-image and, like, having, like, a good, like, confidence of yourself, you know? When you have a good self-image, you have, you're confident, and...
And you told Eric he should go work out?
Yeah,
that's
we told him.
That's the thing about being a guy. You can't be like, you're girls.
Honey,
I think you
can work out. We're like, Eric, come on, let's just go work out. And he's like, I don't know. But we're like, so we gave him things about what to think about. And especially over this Christmas season, because we're going to start eating a lot of like turkey and ham and whatever, chocolate. That it'd be good to like, I mean, start thinking about working out maybe for like spring break or something.
Some people like don't like their body image but they're scared to work out. Like maybe he's like self-conscious to actually like do the working out.
He's just
rather like
some people are just are afraid of the gym atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like bench pressing next to guys that are like 270
running, be like, is my arm jiggling?
Do you have left?
Did you just say is my arm jiggling?
My butt.
Is my butt jiggling?
In these shorts. I don't think my arm's jiggling.
I've seen well, no, because I have
jugglers too.
Chickle mushroom.
See, I mean, the gym can be a scary place too, and that's what sucks. Like, you gotta like get started. You like gotta get in the habit.
Yeah. So, here's some things that can help you when you work out, or help.
Yeah, results.
Results. There you go.
From working out helps you sleep better.
Yes, I'll attest to that because I just pass out when I go work out afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
I get on this like kick and I can't go to sleep.
Yeah. Well,
but then eventually like.
The adrenaline works.
You know you're supposed to work out at like 3 p.m. It's like your prime time to work out.
Really?
Yeah. It's supposed to like keep you because it keeps your blood going, like it keeps your adrenaline going, and then at night then you pass out and you're like maybe I guess some people. That's what I read.
I don't know.
You're just an odd.
I'll have to check that out. But I know it helps you sleep better.
Because
you're just tired. And if you're not tired after working out, then you might want to do something. Improve your workouts. Slows the aging process and reduces the risk of premature death. Mm. But you guys didn't know that. Yes, it does.
Mm. I'll be right back. I have to move the rack.
Yeah. No, but yeah.
Builds and maintains healthy muscles, joints, and bones and joints. If you're in shape, it's a lot harder to injure yourself as well.
Yes.
Like, say if you were pretty limber, you can, you know, like if you're limber and your bones and muscles are in good shape, it's harder to break them and to stretch your muscles or rip ligaments or whatever.
I agree.
Or tendons.
Or your ACL.
Yeah.
That's not totally true.
Well, it depends on...
It depends on your activity.
Yeah, your extreme sport.
Yeah, I mean, if you're just getting a good cardio in and lifting a lot, then yeah, I mean,
you know,
you're
if you're just like
yourself.
If you're in horrible shape and you just like slip and fall on the ice,
yeah,
you're probably more likely to get hurt than someone who's in good shape.
Hey, I'm not in horrible shape and I slip and fall on ice, so...
Yeah, okay, I fall on ice too, man. And I'm in like perfect shape. Okay, is everybody else?
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Might roll.
No, we gotta get in shape for... I put this in here too because we gotta get in shape for when we go out to LA, dude.
Yeah, gotta look up for TV.
We got it. My mom's like, hey, the TV adds 10 pounds. She's like, so instead of having a cake when you get home, she's like, I'm gonna have a salad waiting. I'm like, thanks, mom.
It's also a good time because college students can start thinking about spring break. Because right after break, that's when people really start hitting the gym. And you can kind of get a head start on them.
Yes.
I'm planning on making a trip down to maybe Puerto Rico or somewhere in the Caribbean for spring break.
You have Puerto Ricans.
Puerto Ricans are hot.
You need to hit up some Mexican women, man.
Mexican. There's some hot Mexicans, though. I just like
oh,
Latin
man.
Women, that's all. Latinas.
the hottest woman or girl's name Allison.
Yes, the two in the room.
Anyhow, let's see. Strengthens and boosts your immune system. I'll attest to this because I never used to get sick until I started not working out like sophomore and freshman year in college. And then I got sick like all the time. So I'll attest to that. I think that's true. Improves mental acuity. I should have given this one to like Adam to say.
Have you met a Jack?
Alright.
No.
If you have mental acuity, if you're like mentally, intellectually strong to begin with and then you work out, then I think it might help you. If you're listening to this and you have no hope of being mentally like acute or anything.
P.S. If you're dumber than a stump.
You know, it might be some reason why I don't work out. Because, like,
yeah,
my brain's already forming, so I might as well have some muscles to back it up.
Yeah, no shit. If I can't control my brain, I might as well control the environment around me.
Because people can't call me stupid if I break their jaw.
Stupid head. Gosh. Well, let's talk about that later.
Yeah.
Alright, improves confidence. Obviously, if you're worked out and you, like, are in good shape, that'll improve your confidence. Increases energy and endurance, and reduces stress and depression and anxiety.
Yeah, working out is definitely, like, a stress reliever. I mean, it's a good way to, like, release your stress instead of, like, in other forms.
It's a constructive way to relieve your stress. It's better than punching your wall. You can just listen.
Constructive ways. I was talking to a friend online last night at 3 in the morning about constructive ways to relieve stress, and she's like, sex.
Well, that's also insomnia reliever.
Yeah. Once again, I haven't been working out, so I'm up at 3 in the morning.
And you need to get random women late then, because then you'll not get rid of your insomnia.
So you can go have casual sex with your friend.
Yes. No, it wasn't random women. I don't know who she is. Anyhow.
I mean, like, if you are a listener who wants to be Richard's friend with benefits,
yes,
go ahead and instant message Geek Love Radio.
Yeah, any female that's interested in having casual sex to try out this casual sex theory,
send in photos to Richard.
Why did we think about this when we were doing our personal ads last week?
Casual sex. Nothing attracts the eye like casual sex.
Casual sex.
Okay. You want to talk about the Adam and I went and
saw
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Funny. Like random humor.
Yeah, it's.
You can't beat it.
But some people, I recommend it to one person. He told me that he heard bad things, and that two people he knew actually walked out of the movie. And I said,
I paid $1.50 to see it. And I think movies that you don't pay very much for
are better.
Even though horrible, I can like
I plan on going tomorrow night to see it again because it's funny.
It's like, you have to have an open mind. Like, it's not a movie you go to for quality. It's an entertaining movie. And that's what it's like meant to be. You know what I mean? It's not supposed to make you think and you're like, oh gosh.
I really cracked up during it because
it's pretty much my favorite animal.
If you have good sense of humor, you won't.
What is it? It's a liger. It's pretty much my favorite animal.
Can you bring me chopstick?
Gosh.
I don't feel good.
I love when he throws a steak at him when he's on his bike with Pater on the back.
Anyhow, we won't ruin the movie for people that haven't seen it. And,
ruin the movie. There's no, like, no plot, really. There's no acting.
Flippin' idiot.
So, can you come get your equipment out of my locker? I can't find my nunchucks in it.
Girls only like guys with skills, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, and computer hacking skills.
Great quote.
Yeah. So,
if you'd lie in that movie.
Anyone who hasn't seen the movie, go rent it, or if it's playing in any theater around.
It comes out the 20th.
Is it still at the Dollar Theater?
The 21st,
yes.
It's only $1.50.
It's
great.
So, go watch
our
it.
Our listeners in the Iowa State area.
Go watch it.
Go check it out.
Yes, Shannon Allison is sleeping. I'm joking.
It's confusing. We need to be like Allison number one and Allison number two.
Allison number one?
Number one, step up to the plate. Okay, I'm going to play a song. We're going to do a little show break here so I can get some water. I'm so thirsty. But I still want to pimp this band because... Alright, we were looking through our Sean Kennedy rants, and there was no Sean Kennedy rants about casual sex that we haven't played. Because I think there was one about random relationships.
Speaking of Sean Kennedy, one thing I was talking to Smokehouse about is that he was wondering when we want Sean Kennedy to make an appearance
on the show.
On our show. told him it wouldn't work tonight. So that's when, and then that's when I had to put the laptop down. So
gotcha.
Figure that out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. So here's,
I'm assuming if he can get on Skype.
Yeah, it's Skype. Yeah, set up Skype, because then I need, like, for over Christmas, then I can call in and stuff too, so I can do shows. We are going to play a little intermission song. It's by Daphne Loves Derby. It's what we ended the show last time with, but this is a different song. And this song is called The End of Everything I Loved. And it's a good song, so I'll play it for you guys. And here it is.
You
What's Up, We're Back.
I was digging that song.
Yes, it was a good song.
Yes, very dashboardish.
Confessionalish.
Confessionalist.
That's Daphne Loves Derby, and the song is called The End of Everything I Loved. They're still unsigned, and they're working on getting signed.
How did you find
them? Online. My friend sent me a link to their website and stuff. They're from Washington.
Do you have a CD?
The state.
Did you make a CD?
I made a CD.
Stuff,
yeah, all their stuff is
yeah,
up or download.
They're not signed,
online.
Right?
No. All their stuff is free online.
Yeah,
so
get it yourself.
It's at purevolume.com and just look up Daphne Loves Derby and all their music is up for download. And so.
Alright, well, Shannon wants to beatbox now.
Shannon wants to beatbox. Hold on. You want to beatbox?
I need some practicing to do a.
Let's do it at the end of the show before we.
Geek it like it's hot.
Geek it like it's hot. Geek it like it's hot.
Damn, geek it's already taken.
Damn.
Yeah.
Alright, so.
GL unit.
Now that I got some water,
GLR
we can
unit.
Talk again. Let's see. I figured for top 10 this week we'd talk about icebreakers. Since it's cold out, ice, I thought. I'm like, ooh. Shut up.
I like that site you sent me the link to today, the iced out goods, whatever.
Yeah.
I want to buy one of their, like, Snoop cups, the pimp cups.
Yeah, there's. I forget
iced
what this.
Iced out chalices, those are awesome.
It was like iced out pimpware or something
yeah.
like that. .com. I don't know what it was.
Yeah,
but it was just,
one of
like, all. Like
Snoop cups.
Bling bling stuff. It had, like, a spinner watch, like it had a watch with a little spinner thing on it, so you could have like a spinner watch.
I actually have one of those.
Don't lie.
I want to get. You have a SpongeBob watch. What time is it?
Good stuff.
What time is it?
That would have been a good Christmas present.
Yeah, SpongeBob watch. Oh man.
Oh my god, that popcorn smells delicious.
You know there would be someone out there somewhere who is right now wrapping up their SpongeBob watch to give us their Christmas gift
like,
to their.
Damn it. Damn it.
She opens it up. What's that? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Alright, so.
Fatality.
Let's get into this top 10 list.
Before we get.
Die.
I just have to say hello to Jubal. I don't know if he's going to hear it later, so that was my shout out in the middle of the program.
And shout out to Buster.
Yeah, Buster.
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 Buster, my 13-year-old sister's boyfriend.
Yes.
Hello, Buster.
Oh, you love Buster, don't you?
I love Buster.
How old is Buster?
You're my girlfriend. My girlfriend.
Buster's like 21.
You're my sister. I'm going to
kill
you.
Whoa. 25.
So our PayPal account is.
So is Buster 25?
Good God, I hope not.
I <don't know. laughs> Oh, well. Let's see. All right, now can I go into top 10?
You can 10? Go into your top 10.
Thank you. Our top 10 list is by Andy Levy... Schoff. Can anybody say the last name?
Eschenkoff.
Okay.
Little.
And it's top 10 icebreakers.
I don't know. That's how you pronounce it.
Top 10 icebreaker number 1... is just introduce yourself. Almost goes without saying.
Coquillage.
There's been no previous flirting. She's whatever. Basically, just go up to them and say, hi, nice to meet you. That's a good icebreaker. We've talked about these a lot, you know, but I keep getting messages from people wondering how to approach women.
Like, personally, I like nothing better than somebody come up to myself and just be like, hey, handshake, what's your name?
Hey, what's your name?
Simple yet effective. It's always good because, like, you get a little, like, body contact with the handshake too. You know?
Ooh, sexy.
So what do you do if it's someone that you know right away you're obviously not interested in and they do that to you?
Who gave you a handshake?
Yeah.
Then you want to know how to like let them go or whatever.
I mean, do you do it respectfully or do you give them like a massive
cold
shoulder?
Like don't like not give them a handshake or just be like, ooh, see, with my hair back, you know. Just be blunt with them.
Sounds
like,
good.
Hey, I'm Allison. Nice to meet you. Just, I don't know, if you're with friends, just be like, yeah, I'm kind of busy right now.
Yes.
This popcorn owns.
It does. Oh, wait, I'm not having
We any. Might as well take a shot to introduce yourself. You know? And girls should do like the same. I think girls should like introduce themselves to guys.
Yeah, this goes.
Don't put it in.
This goes both ways, girls and guys, mm-hmm. for all these.
Definitely.
Number 9, buy her a drink. obviously you can buy him a drink too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good
or
one.
Or just offer a drink if you're not like at a bar or a party.
Yes. Introduce yourself and be like, I hope you enjoyed your drink or something like that. I always send drinks over to tables.
That's cool. It's kind of old fashioned. Girls dig it.
Yeah. I've sent bread over to tables too.
A loaf.
A loaf of bread. No.
With my love.
Come McDonald's. Can you take those chicken nuggets over to that girl over there?
Can you send these hot wings and some wet wipes to her, please?
We were at a restaurant, me and my friend, and we saw this really hot girl, so we sent her the bread that we had.
That you ate off of?
No, we didn't eat off of it.
Oh, okay.
Like, the waiter came and he's bringing us bread, mm-hmm. so we can dip it in, like, the oil or whatever.
Mm.
And we're like, no.
Is that macaroni girl?
No.
Ran up that. Okay, go ahead.
No.
Yeah, she's
way off. No. So we're sitting there, and we're like, no, instead of getting it to us, go over here and give it to her. He's like, really? I'm like, yeah. So he drops it over, and, like, she looks over, and he, like, points, and we're just like... It was so... We waved, and she laughed.
Didn't you give her a small train look?
Yes.
She ate it.
I, like, gave her the look, and she's like...
Oh.
The look.
But make sure, if you're going to buy a drink, like, make sure you know who she's with. Like, pay attention to the company she's with.
She's
with
obviously,
if she has a dude by her side...
And be careful...
I'd say back off, unless you...
What drink you buy her.
Yeah.
There's drinks with
triple
names.
Martini.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's
don't
drinks
like
that
get
have
her
names that
wasted.
I'm suggesting.
Yeah, like Sex on the Beach.
Or the orgasm. So
another
drink.
It's not just if she's drinking like hard alcohol. Like, don't send her like a Jack and Coke. Like, if that's not.
No slippery nipples.
Kind of a.
Have you guys ever
no
had...
No shots. Don't send her a shot either.
Yeah, here's a shot. Have you ever had that shot, though?
The what?
It's called the slippery nipple.
I have not.
It's really
sounds
good.
Sounds intriguing, though.
Oh, it's really good. It's like butterscotch and like something else. Butterscotch and Bailey's. I think that's what's in it.
Mm.
I think that's all it is.
Oh.
I don't know. It's pretty good. Somebody gave it to me once, so.
Yeah.
Anyhow.
You got that one out
with you. Yeah. Number 8. Ask if she's single. I don't get this one.
I don't know, Andy.
Yeah, Alice doesn't like
it. I don't agree with it. Hey, baby, you single? Hey. You want to mingle? No. That's just almost too much, you know?
Did you just say that?
I did say that.
Yes, you did.
Has this happened to you before? Do you have some pent-up aggression?
Maybe. Well, yeah, but like... So automatically you think... If you ask if she's single, like, she's going to be interested in you. Or you're going to date right after you meet. Like, it's almost too, like...
Yeah, people...
Am I making any sense?
Yeah, I'm just... Are you single? Okay, fine.
Or not. I can't talk to you, you know? Yeah. You just give out that kind of vibe.
Be like, I just want you to for your singleness anyhow.
Mm-hmm. So, I think there could be tiptoe ways to get around that question. You know, like, hey, who are you here with tonight? You out with your friend. Be like that.
Are you out with your 22-year-old bouncer boyfriend, Buster?
Oh, Buster.
So, yeah. I don't know. And I think you can tell, like, by somebody's, like, body language or the way they're acting if they're going to be, if they're single or not. Unless they're complete.
One of the quotes it says here, what to say to her.
This is...
This is a quote. It says, before I even ask your name, which is probably as beautiful as you are, I need to know, are you single?
That kind of goes in the category of cheesy line, nice try. I'm going to turn around on my bar stool.
Wow, that's a very bad line.
Yeah. You don't want to... Just be real. Like, you don't have to...
Okay, number 7 is be blunt.
How come we keep, like, applying all these to bar situations anyway?
Yeah, because that's what everybody, like, applies these to. Everybody's always like, oh, you're going to be in a bar.
You know, that's not even really the best place to pick up people.
No. You know what? The best place to meet somebody is, like... like, at a coffee shop. Or... I think if I got approached in a library, I think that'd be kind of cool. Like, I know Ooh. Some people can get upset, like, because they're maybe, like, in their studies, but I could be like,
I mentioned that before on the show. It's like, hey, the kind of girls that I'd be interested in are ones that I'd see at the library, not the bar.
Exactly. And I think you could, like, pick up a good conversation with that.
Oh, man, this would be prime time to go, like, pick up chicks in the library, too.
Yeah.
Because it's, like,
or, like, even
finals.
On campus, and...
Shannon has a suggestion.
Well, what about the nursing home?
I don't know.
Do I know this
game? Are you talking about picking up
the volunteers, maybe? The chicks who volunteer there.
The sugar
no, I was thinking, you know, the 80-year-old woman with...
I guess everybody needs some loving.
Yeah.
Even the ones who can't walk.
No, I was just playing. Okay.
Whatever, Shannon. You know you have pictures of, like, Miss 1935 in your room?
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah. Present day. They're really recent.
Okay, so we said number 7 was be blunt.
Yes, be blunt.
Read into this article.
Here's an approach for those willing to be even more direct. In many cases, walking up to a woman and letting her know you're a take charge kind of guy. I can't.
Kind of guy.
Charge kind of a guy. Thank you. I couldn't read that word.
Can act as strong.
Go for it.
Strong appeal. She's likely to take your confidence as an indication that you're someone worth talking to. What to say? I was trying to think of a clever pickup line, but then I realized there's no such thing. My name is Joe. What's yours?
I do like that line. I will give Andy credit for that one. That's kind of like the be real, like, I'm introducing myself.
I still think the beginning part's cheesy, though.
Yeah.
How about the mind if I join you thing? If you just walk
mind
up to
I, yeah, that could be good,
mind
too.
Mind if I join you?
That's not so much blunt as, like, confident. Confidence is a big turn-on. Like, being cocky and overzealous, like, hey, I'm going to get this chick anyways, like, I'm going to talk to her, you know?
Gosh.
I think be blunt should be changed with be confident.
Yeah. I think so, too. Let's see, number 6. Comment on your surroundings.
Yeah. I think that means add to the small talk.
Gotcha.
But don't talk about the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like tad bit nipply out, isn't it?
Because I think that's the easiest thing to talk about, and it just makes it...
So, what kind of jacket did you wear here tonight, babe? Mm-hmm.
Be original with your comments.
Be like, I'm cold, but you're hot, so that's why I wanted to talk to you.
Is it hot in here, or is it just you?
I always look over at Allison, number 1, when I say something, because she's either, like, shaking her head yes or no. And when she shakes her head no, then I'm like, maybe I did something wrong. And then I'm like,
no,
wait.
No, you didn't do anything wrong.
She's just like, no.
You're just weird.
I know.
You're That's weird. Right.
Let's see. Number 5, ask an open-ended question.
Woohoo!
Obviously, don't ask yes or no questions, because you'll probably get yes or no answers.
So, what do you do for fun? Or, what do you do on the weekends? Mm-hmm.
What time do you go to bed?
And where exactly is that bed? Oh, wait, that's stalker talk.
So, yeah. Anyhow, avoid the scenario by asking her questions that require, like, yes or no answers.
Are you on your period?
Why did you say that?
I can't believe you just said that.
So Adam gets all the ladies.
I was trying to think of the worst possible thing you could ask.
Dude,
to my mind,
especially the PMSing ones. So,
gosh, are you PMSing?
Do you shower?
Is that you? That's
I don't.
No, don't ask whatever Adam says. That's a bad idea.
I don't even ask what I say. My views are for entertainment purposes only. I would not recommend that to anyone unless you need a black eye for some play or. Some photo shoot.
Like, I need a black eye.
And makeup is expensive or something.
No makeup.
A natural black eye today.
No makeup, it's too expensive. Smack. I'd rather get makeup. No offense. Although it's more realistic. Anyhow, number 4, have her buy you a drink.
That's got to be later in the conversation. Because if you just met, you'd be like, so, why don't you buy me a drink?
And that also goes in the lines of make sure you don't order a drink that suggests something like, I want a slippery nipple, or I want an orgasm.
Now.
She might get that confused. She's like,
I want hot sex.
Yeah, that could be.
What's with all these freaking sexual innuendos with all these drinks?
It's Eric's fault. Eric. I don't know.
He's not here, so we'll just blame him.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, see, you have to read through this. In this article it says, find yourself in a hot situation at a bar or club, approach her and ham it up a little. It should surprise her in a mischievous way and can be charming, although riskier. This approach might also work in a cold situation. Example. I've always felt that it's a bit chauvinistic to offer to buy a woman a drink, so I'll let you buy me one and promise to repay the favor.
I like the first one that says, I'll tell you what, how about I let you buy me a drink? They're like, okay, I mean, what?
I'll be like, no, that's all right, thanks. How about myself one?
Promise to repay the favor?
That's kind of...
Come on.
Yeah. That's so cheesy.
I'll repay the favor later.
But I think that if she does offer, let her buy you a drink.
Let her buy you a drink.
Sometimes, I mean, I like things like 50-50
I don't
relationships,
think,
so...
Yeah, I wouldn't turn down a drink if some girl's like, hey, here's a drink. Fine, okay.
So girls,
be a nice
buy
change.
A dude a drink.
Nice change.
So for ladies listening out there, you can buy me drinks.
Yeah, me too.
And Adam.
Yeah, don't forget
me. He will ask you if you're on your period.
Daily forgot that was part of the show.
I think they took your picture today, Adam.
Good. And they took pictures yesterday, too.
Yes.
Adam, you make this show.
Oh, okay, before...
I used to. Now I'm over... It used to be me over there, but now I'm over here, because... I'm more on task when I'm not taking care of that stuff.
He listens to the music in the background.
Yeah, I start going... I start trancing out the music.
You want to hear what I'm listening?
I sit there going...
Wow, wow.
Yes, so you just sit there, and he trances out to the music. He's like...
You're like, so Adam, what do you think? And I'm like, say what with the who now?
Next thing you know, he's looking at himself in like the ceiling, like at all the CDs, and he's playing with the blit.
Like, wow.
He's like looking at
my hand is cool.
He's like, oh wow.
Like, whoa.
Like, snap out of it. He's like, damn it.
Okay, we have to go to number three because I see a really, really funny quote in this article and I have to read it, so let's get to it.
Go for it.
Okay. Number three is give a sincere compliment. It's no secret that women enjoy compliments. Mm-hmm, true. However, they can always detect when the compliment is an insincere one. No matter the situation, you should always be able to find something unique and legitimate to flatter your target with. Your target, that was also a little... Meh. It may be...
Obviously written by a guy.
And release. Okay. It may be risque or a more tame form of praise, depending on her body language towards you. Be sure to follow through with a negative hit so that she doesn't believe that you're in awe over her. What? Okay. And this is says, what to say, quote, it's funny that you noticed that. You're very perceptive, which is pretty good. And then the next one, this is the kicker. You have a nice sugary laugh. Sugary should not be used as an adjective.
Whatever.
Sugary?
You're so sugary.
I use the word, well, not in pickup lines, but
You're so
I say cinnamony.
Cinnamony.
Like, wow, this is really
you're
cinnamony.
So cinnamony.
Cinnamony.
That's kind of like... Tongue twister.
I can't say cinnamon.
Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
Anemone.
I can't say hamburger either.
Hamburger?
I said hangover.
Hamburger. Yeah, if I try.
Say anemone.
Anemone. I can say that.
Say
I
that.
I just can't say a cinnamon.
Say miggity miggity mac daddy.
Miggity miggity mac daddy. Say cinnamon.
Yeah. Beatbox.
I forget how that song goes.
Miggity miggity.
That's so good.
This song sounds like it's from Night of Roxbury.
Damn, I just broke the window again. Dad's gonna be pissed.
Dad's gonna be pissed. Alright, say hello. It's number two.
Hello. What's
obviously
to say? Hi.
Hi.
Hello. I think it should have been like number one, maybe. I don't know.
I don't. What is number
is
one?
Is this backwards?
Number one, hi. Make her smile.
Because if she says.
I mean, number one, I mean number ten. Like, it should have been like the first thing you do.
Oh, yeah. Well, these are just
actually,
random things.
Hello is almost like. Do you think hello is like. Too uptight instead of like hey or hello.
Yeah, if you're a guy and walks up to a girl and goes what
and don't say what up or what up baby
what up ho
what up
how you doing
what up trick
what
I did not say these
come
things
to
just for entertainment purposes only. Listeners, do not say what I say in any situation.
What up,
yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to read number two.
Go for it.
And see what Andy has to say about this situation. As obvious as it seems, this classic approach is often overlooked. Most women will say it right back. If only because it's a common courtesy to do so. The acknowledgement, however, opens the door to more conversation. It's a simple, no-nonsense approach, and just mustering the courage to greet a stranger may win you some respect. This is true. Also, you know what you have to do? You have to learn how to, like, do small talk. And how to, like... If you're going to approach a stranger and you got nothing to say, you might as well just save yourself the embarrassment.
Exactly.
You know?
Hi.
You might think
you gotta practice on your people skills.
Go back to Adam. Episode number 3 or something like that, where I talked about how to approach women.
Yeah.
And try these things out with these women.
I have people skills, just not on the show.
Just kidding.
I swear.
I'm just an entertainment host.
You're in the reporter.
You entertain me.
You're in that reporter. I saw you catching eyes.
Of course.
Didn't she slip you her number? I think I saw that.
Yeah.
In a little pad.
Slip.
That reminds me of that domain I wanted
to
buy. We
can write sweet articles together.
She's like, what's your name? And number?
And number. You know, just for the article, in case I gotta contact you.
She gave me her business card.
Ooh.
Oh, last night.
That's even hotter.
Are we talking about... No, we're talking about last night. Or the one today.
I don't remember.
Anyhow. Let's continue. Let's just finish number one.
I'm getting really distracted. Okay.
Number one. Numero uno.
It's the headphones, I tell you.
Do you want to wear the headphones?
Okay, I'll go ahead and read this one since they're playing around. Okay, number one, make her smile. Getting her to smile works magic for breaking the ice. Women love a man who can make them laugh. Cracking a joke could prove the difference between picking up and striking out. Humor sets up a pleasant context and hints that you're a fun guy.
That's the number one thing, I think.
What to say? I bet I can make you smile in 5 seconds.
Okay, that's a little too much.
Okay, yeah, but...
Make a girl laugh.
Want to hear a really bad pickup line. That is the bad pickup line.
Yeah.
Yeah, but making her smile, like, if you walk up to
a
girl
a bad pickup
like,
line?
I bet I can make you smile in 5 seconds.
Nobody does not want to hang out with the funny guy. You know what I mean?
But don't be overly, like, weird funny.
Oh, yeah. But I mean...
But there's people who think they're funny who are not funny, like that, Gilbert Godfrey?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, perfect.
Okay, if people tell you you're not funny, don't try to be funny. But if you generally have, like, a good sense of humor, that's cool. I think that's, like, one of the...
I don't consider myself funny. I consider myself dorky.
Dorky.
You're a geek.
Mm. Because everybody just says I'm a dork.
You geek?
God. I've looked up with the word dork is, and I'm not very pleased. But we won't cover
it. It's better than dorked.
Yes.
I think you say you have a good sense of humor.
I have a good sense of humor. I'm charming. There we go.
Do I have a good sense of humor?
Yes. Yes, you do.
Adam, you make me laugh. All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, let's continue.
See, I was gonna say, going for me.
I didn't want to mention anything while the other people were here, but we had an interview yesterday with another newspaper. And,
competition. Newspaper slash. We're going to see who does the best article.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're
going
to compare.
Unless they listen to this and they're like, okay, cancel it.
Cancel it. Unless you're both listening to this, and then let's see who can get the article first and better.
Don't worry, registered lady. She didn't even, like, ask you any questions, like, how you guys got
started. Well, she interviewed us. Previously.
She interviewed us Friday.
Informed.
See, that article's going to say, hackers
from the record.
In their radio show.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was more interested in, like, hacking than she was her show, I think.
Seriously?
Well, for a while. Well, actually, both of them were pretty interested in that. Well, like...
we have, like, it's a hacker ahead sign, and, like, don't pick up viruses, and, like, internet.
And they always ask us how we met, how me and Richard met.
It was love at first sight.
Met through a hacking forum.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. Of course. Which has been
right. Hacking forum?
It's the hacking forum.
Yes.
You should go register.
You should.
Binrev.com.
There's good people there.
You could be the Allison Hacksaw. That could be your handle.
It sounds like a dinosaur.
Yeah. And you can just post and go, rawr. And say, I'm a girl, rawr. And it'll be like a million replies going, woot. Woot, woot, woot.
Yeah, the girls on. The show is dedicated at first to the guys on this forum because they have some problems. Some of them do.
Shout out to everybody at the forums.
Alright, we're done with that. I didn't like that 10. I should read these before the show sometime. I don't ever read these.
And we can let the listeners pick a topic or a geek or a top 10 sometime, and we can write our own.
Sorry, I was just seeing. I just wanted to see what I sounded like in your mic.
Oh, I just want to see you.
What do I just want to see sound volume, like how loud she spoke.
I have two mics right now. This is cool.
I just want to see how loud I talked in your mic compared to mine.
Are we having the mics discussion? Moving on.
Okay, moving on.
How much time do we have left?
Oh, we got 20 minutes.
Okay.
Dating tips.
Dating tips.
No, never mind. We got 14 minutes.
Dating
so we got, like,
tips. Winter
minutes.
Dating tips.
We got 6 minutes, man.
I like the second one.
Winter dating tips.
These are some I'm going to try in the near future sometime.
Okay, and I have...
Please read your winter dating
tips. Okay, I'll go ahead and...
That was my man voice. I'm sorry.
Please read.
Okay, winter dating tips. A day in the snow, like sledding or snowball fights, and I would think like snow angels. Snow angels together.
Snow angels.
She loves snow angels. So Shannon knows what he has
to do
now.
She's already
you won't do it.
Probably with myself, I'll be like, yeah.
Those remind me of Dumb and Dumber scene. Don't like check a ball of ice at her face.
Yeah.
And don't write.
And don't stick your tongue on two cold icy pools.
Ross. And don't write her name in the snow with yellow font.
Red font would be cool. Yeah. If you got some Kool-Aid.
That's a stalker talk. I wrote your name in blood. All right, in the
snow. Wait, hold on. I want to ask an idea really quick. If you had, like, if it was snowing outside and you, like, just made a big heart in the snow with, like, a red, like, Kool-Aid or whatever, like, in front of her window. So, like, when she woke up in the morning and she, like, looked out, it was like,
I love you.
I've done something similar before, but not for
you. Would that be cute?
Yeah.
It would, but red would, I'd be like,
well, it would, what are you gonna use? Blue?
Blood is, like, dark red. Kool-Aid's, like,
yeah,
red.
Yeah, as long as it's... A lighter red, yeah.
You know what? It's Kool-Aid. It's not like...
Jell-O works too, but it's more expensive.
Jell-O?
Yeah.
Well, it's not going to be blood red, obviously, because that wouldn't look kind of odd. I cut myself. I'm like... You're like sitting out there in the snow. Like
as you pass out.
You could also build a snow fort. And
oh, or snowman.
Take her into the...
Snowman. You can go on sleigh
ride. Take her into the fort and make out.
Oh,
go into my snow fort.
So cold.
You can warm it up, man.
Make love to melt my snow fort.
Melt the snow fort, yeah. I'm attached to you.
Oh, yeah.
Or you can cuddle next to the fire.
I like that one. I like fireplaces.
I'm gonna lay you down by the fire.
Yeah.
Fireplaces
are nice.
Sit down by the fire, throw on some Barry White.
Yes.
Or Keith Sweat.
Talk really
quick. Marvin Gaye.
Marvin Gaye is good too.
Oh, I thought you weren't talking. Like, that mic shorts out really.
Two-five crew.
I've been talking this whole time.
No, I've been hearing you. Don't worry. I just thought you weren't, but he was talking over you.
Yeah. Like, sometimes when it's wintry and it's like really bad out, then do like fun stuff inside. AKA, cuddle by the fire.
Or play Twister.
Well, I was just going to say, you could have hot chocolate and play board games or card games. That's always fun.
Card games.
Back rubs.
Back rubs.
Can't go wrong with back rub.
A nice little candlelit massage there.
I was saying how much I love candles. Allison, number one, doesn't like candles, but I love candles.
Ooh. I like candles.
Just play around, like, inside. I remember one time I made myself the tickle monster, and I was just chasing around, tickling her.
Claw.
Tackle football with the couch cushions.
Pillow fight.
Like body slam.
I'm not sure I'd want to see what's underneath these couch cushions.
A lot of money, because I've dropped a lot of money down there.
Dinero.
I put up... Okay, I have a question. How about... What if you set up, like, a romantic, like, little... Like, dance little thing, you know? You had... a gondola or something, and you was dancing in the snow, and you had some music playing. Would that be cute? For
And you could go to like fun, like pretty places on campus. I know our campus is really,
especially
pretty.
If it was snowing.
Yeah, if it was snowing out,
that would be really pretty.
And then you can make out in the snow
and write her name in your windows with Christmas lights.
I got all these good ideas.
We were gonna write the stuff in our windows. We're trying to think. We have 6 windows in our apartment. We were gonna write something, and we're like, we could write breast. Or we could do.
Once again, these are all Adam's ideas.
Beer! Exclamation point! Exclamation point!
Beer.
Beer.
No, those are my
romantic.
I wouldn't do. I wouldn't do something like that. It was just for funny, like funny and dramatic.
Hot tubbing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was my idea.
Snow, and then it burns, and then we're back inside.
candlelit hot tub.
Yes.
But
yes. It's cold as hell when you get out, though.
I could imagine.
No.
Some people have indoor.
And if you can't find one, you should just, like, walk into a hotel and, like, yep, I here and sneak in.
Not that I've ever done that before.
What? That's when you just wait for somebody to open the door, and that's when you get in. Key.
Yes.
I remember seeing some movie where I think the guy, he's like a grown man, but he made like a little fort in the house with blankets and stuff and like the couch cushions and invited his wife into it.
Yesterday.
Why are you making a couch fort? Don't worry about it.
It depends on like the girl. I love fun little goofy stuff like that. Like, it's cool to just like let your inhibitions go for
like,
a while.
Kid stuff, I guess.
Yeah, I just like being creative. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to grow up.
I do. I like fireplaces.
There's a fireplace
over
there. I
just sit on desk chairs and push myself down the hallway.
Yeah.
I like fireplaces.
Nah.
Or ride elevators.
Nice.
Bus,
man.
The bus is a candidate. All right, let's just end the show while we're down. While we're ahead.
Shout out to Brenna.
Yes, people keep sending us pictures and emails.
And lots of pictures. I saw a lot of good-looking ladies on your website.
Those are all my friends.
Yeah.
Those are cute little ladies.
Not all of them. We have some...
not so cute.
No. I'm saying, like, he means not all of them.
Not
your
friends.
Not all of them are your...
My friends.
Direct friends.
No. Mm. These are just girls that I know that I've met along the way that listen to the show. Mm-hmm. And they're like, huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Send pictures.
They like...
Send more pictures.
Let's see. To my cousin.
That's kind of an idea.
Okay. Like,
we could do it later on down the line. We could maybe have pick a listener and we could put together like a personal ad for them on our site and like promote it for them to all the listeners.
Ooh.
That would be kind of cool.
Sexy.
Put it on the front page.
Can I be first?
No, your brother has to be first.
My brother has to be first. No, we're setting up the advisory thing for my brother.
Yeah, if we want to do something on the site
where
we
just like talk about something.
It shows his brother's level of being single.
We added stuff to the site. If you guys haven't seen the site, we added an extra section and it has like us in the media, like all our articles and stuff that we've been in the past 2 weeks and like frequent questions and answers section and stuff like that. Fact. And we're gonna have my brother's advisory thing in there, and our blogs are down right now because my SQL tables,
because I haven't set it back up yet on the new server.
So but we'll get blogs up. And when we do, we really need to get a blog up for Shannon. Allison, do you want a blog?
She does. Hers will say, I made
She'll
a
have a
today.
Blog. Allison will have a blog. Yes.
And Allison number 2 can have one too.
And we're going to get Allison number 2's picture on the site tonight or tomorrow or something. And so that's about it for site updates, I guess. That's all I've been working with. So.
Do you have 2 L's or 1 L in your name?
It's the only way to spell it, be honest.
Well, I've seen with 1 L before.
2 L's are better. I'm a biased
that's
Allison.
That's the only real way to do it.
Okay, let's do shout-outs.
You should keep it real, man.
Let's do shout-outs. Shout-outs.
Okay, well, Shannon's first.
Shannon?
Well, my girlfriend's here tonight, so you guys don't have to remind me.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's...
Like, I don't have any.
Yeah, he's like, I don't have any shout-outs. We're like, Shannon, your girlfriend. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like... Yeah, my girlfriend.
I was just joking around. big shout out to all the listeners. I mean, you know, everybody have a nice Christmas and little holiday break going on here. And shout out to my sister, because I'm going to be an uncle. So
aww.
So in June, yeah.
That's scary.
It's not scary, but yeah, big shout out to everybody. Have a nice holidays.
I get to meet my nephew for the first time over the holidays. Sweet.
Allison, number 1, any shout-outs?
I have a picture, though.
I'll just say hi to my roommates, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Adam, shout-outs.
I'm going to just extend the same shout-outs I did last week. So listen to last week's show, and you'll know if you were shouted out or not.
There you go.
Because that was too long of a list for me to remember.
Okay.
And I'll give a shout-out to my mommy. Since you guys were making fun of me for that.
We're
early.
Not making fun of you. Supporting you.
And Buster too.
Allison number 2, shout outs.
I'm gonna give some shout outs to
Buster.
Wade, if you're listening. Justin, you better be listening. I told both of you two to be listening.
Someone's in trouble.
I gotta say hello to Jubal again if he's listening. Yeah, and good luck to finals. Boo.
Yes, finals up.
So.
Shout out to Nikolai.
Yes. I'm gonna shout out to my cousin. It was her birthday the other day, so my dear Fernanda, shout out to her. Brenna, I forgot to mention Brenna on the show last time, and so I'm mentioning Brenna.
Poopy.
Poopy. Yeah, she didn't want me to say her name, so I'm calling her Poopy.
I don't approve these bodily function terms for no. names.
I just call her Poopy.
Shout out to Burrito Girl.
And then my parents and my brother, they're listening. They said they were listening.
Shout out to the Jimmy John's delivery guy at 3 in the morning.
Nice.
I know people who work there. Shout out to Andy, who works at Jimmy John's.
Yes. All right, closing music is by a group
shout
called...
Shout out to Santa.
Santa, yes. Oh, next week, I'm not going to be on the show. Adam's going to do the show next week. Maybe I'll be on the show.
We might have you on Skype.
On
Otherwise,
Skype.
I'm going to try to get Nikolai to come over.
And so...
This will be the extreme liberal show.
Yes. So, for everybody, Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you guys later. And this is our closing song. It's from a group called Mana.
And they are awesome.
And they're from Mexico and stuff, so I thought I'd multicultural it up.
Yeah, and this song is awesome, so.
Alright, peace.
Later. Peace.
Bye.
Despidió a su amor.